Simon & Schuster Audio presents Marching Toward Hell, America and Islam After Iraq by Michael Scheuer. Read by the author.
All statements of fact, opinion, or analysis expressed in this audiobook are mine and do not reflect the official positions or views of the CIA or any other U.S. government agency. Nothing in the contents should be construed as asserting or implying U.S. government authentication of information or agency endorsement of my views. This material has been reviewed by CIA to prevent the disclosure of classified information. Perhaps the easiest task in today's America would be to write a book maintaining America's current illusions by assigning President George W. Bush's administration responsibility for all of America's international troubles since September 11, 2001, and then advance the delusional argument that all will be well once Mr. Bush returns permanently to his ranch in Crawford, Texas. Such a misinterpretation is superficially supportable because several moments in Mr. Bush's presidency will forever reside in the thankfully small compartment of U.S. history reserved for the infamous. The unprovoked invasion of Iraq surely is one such event, as is Vice President Dick Cheney's reptilian contention that Americans who criticize U.S. foreign policy are validating the strategy of the terrorists. In addition, the thought of what history will say about Donald Rumsfeld's tenure at the Department of Defense ought to make his relatives shudder down to their latest generation. There is a great danger in simply heaping abuse on Mr. Bush and his lieutenants because it was on their watch that post-Cold War foreign policy played out its string and collapsed. Rather than crafting a paradigm appropriate to the new era in America's foreign relations, President Bush, always his father's son, launched a last, desperate, and ultimately futile attempt to keep the Cold War-era policy consensus on track and running toward a revamped version of his dad's vague but clearly silly vision of a new world order. No effort was spared before the 2003 Iraq War. All the traditional buttons were pressed: pre-war congressional support, extensive UN consultations, and intricate coalition building. But to no avail. The fact that this effort...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?